Shavuos, Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalet. Mishnah tells us about a concept called being medayer. Now, what is being medayer? It comes from the word deer. A deer is a corral. So they used to corral their animals in the field, and if the animals stay there for a while, they produce a significant amount of fertilizer, manure. So the question is, how do you do it in such a way that it doesn't appear that you are fertilizing your field? So the Mishnah tells us, Hamidayer es sadehu, somebody who is creating a corral in his field. So Ose sahar leve sasayim, he makes an enclosure. A sahar is an enclosure that is the size of a base sasayim. He limits it to that. But after he is, and the animals can be in there and produce lots of fertilizer in that space. So after they've been in there a while and produced in there, he is allowed oker shalosh ruchos. He can uproot three sides of this corral, and he leaves the middle one. There is the remaining one, and he is going to take those three walls that he uprooted and put them on the other side of that emtsayus, of that middle wall, and make a corral over there on the other side. Nimtza medayer base arbasin. It turns out now he will have created a deer. He will have created a corral on a space of a total of four sa'ah. In other words, the first corral was two sa'ah, base asayim. And now the second corral on the other side will also be base asayim for a total of four sa'ah. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, Omer, Shimon ben Gamliel says, a total of base shmona sa'in. You can have a total of eight sa'ah enclosed, and that's because he says you can do this on every direction. So you can do it from four sides. And the truth of the matter is, it's really more than eight sa'ah. It's eight sa'ah in addition to the middle one, because now you're going to do it on all four sides. You're going to do it on all four sides of what will end up being in the middle. So it's really a total of ten sa'ah. Now, hoisa kosa deo base arba sin. What, working with the Tanakhama, who said the most you can make corrals of is four sa'ah, the space of four sa'ah. So then if your whole entire field is that size, so you can't have, you end up fertilizing your entire field. So how does that work? So in that case, then, if the entire field is four sa'ah only, so mishayr mimena miktsas, you have to leave over at least a little bit that's not part of the corral that won't be that won't have the fertilizer in it, because of the way it looks. It shouldn't appear that you were attempting to fertilize your entire field. Now, what do you do with all of this zevel, all of this fertilizer, once it fills up the corral? Can you just leave it there? So the Mishnah says, no, that's, you can't just leave it there. Rather, umotzi min hasahar, you have to take it out of the enclosure, v'nosin l'soch sedeyu, and then place it in your field, k'derach ha-mezablin, in the way that people normally create piles of zevel, which is a reference to the halacha we had in the previous two Mishnayos, which is that you have to make three ashpatos. You'd have to take out of the corral in order to make three piles in the per base sa'ah. You can't just leave it in the corral. You need to actually take it out and make the piles that we discussed earlier.